It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're happy to welcome Saints of Valerie to the station today, guys. Glad to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Why don't you introduce yourselves so everyone will know whose voice they're hearing as we go forward.
Hi, this is Godfrey.
This is Gavin.
My name is Steven.
And Gerard doesn't have a mic, so we'll speak for Gerard.
I'll fill in for you. I'll ask questions and answer them. A question that may or may not make the actual interview, is it true that your parents were missionaries? Is that a true, and that's more or less how you came to meet each other, right?
Yes and no.
Yeah, not all of our parents were working on it. Some of our parents were doing mission work abroad at the time when we were really little. So like our parents, Godfrey plays guitar, and me, Gavin, who's speaking, our parents knew each other and worked together when we were really young. So his parents didn't actually know. Steven's parents didn't know our parents.
Right.
So it's
but there's roots. Works. There's roots in that.
There's definitely roots, yes.
And it's probably a stretch. I did not know that the first couple of times I saw you perform, but you perform with you know, such an enthusiasm and such an evangelical feel that, you know, there's times when I think, you know, they are literally preaching to the choir when they're on stage. You do really bring a passion to your live performances. And I thought, well, at least some of that had to come through your upbringing, that sense of.
For sure. Definitely. I think more than the missionary part, I think what gave us the biggest opportunity as kids was to be in front of people. So we were constantly like playing at orphanages, and you know, it was a little bit more of that kind of work, you know. So we have pictures, like me and him have pictures of us when we were really young. You know, he's got the real guitar, I've got the cardboard guitar, and you know, playing at orphanages and stuff like that. So it was good to get out in front of people
at a very young age.
So I'm sure that definitely helped.
And to start, I guess, your own lives with an intrinsic sense of good purpose.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
For sure.
And that has to inform the music that you perform.
Definitely.
Now, the name, again, I've read the evolution of the name from Diana at one point. I believe there were a couple of names in between. And tell us a little anecdote about how it finally became Saints, plural, of Valerie.
Well, we were Diana probably for about 2 months because this Afghan hound used to come listen to us write and play our music, and the dog's name was Diana, and it loved it, and so we were like, let's be Diana, you know. That lasted a couple months, and Gerard, our drummer's mom's name is Valerie, so that kind of inspired Sons of Valerie or some hybrid of that, and we ended up with Saints of Valerie.
Son, well, I don't want to run any place. I don't want to run out. Who the hell runs this place? Still trying to figure out why I have to fight so hard just to put up a fight. Myself loud and clear, maybe just too loud. Everyone sounds sincere. Shut up, shut up, shut up before you fall apart. Right here and now, sun in my head, the old eyes take. Hey!
we talk about the music of Saints of Owry, I alluded to the fact that there, you know, there's a passion and a zeal. I remember I've seen you now in small rooms, and you're one of those acts that the first time you see him, it's like, what are they in this theater for, in this club? Let's just get them to an arena or to a stadium. I mean, yeah. Let's just, you know, Rock and Rio. Yeah, well, there you go. That's about their size. You guys do play a certain brand of what we might simply call big rock. I mean, you really sing to the high heavens. Coming out of Austin, it's not exactly a sound that is, would seem, shaped by Austin. Was it shaped because there's so many acts that do follow a certain protocol in Austin that you guys wanted to stand out and have a different kind of sound?
Well, I think what we do, and you know, when we all get together and play music, this is what comes out naturally for us. And a lot of the songs we actually wrote before we even got to Austin in the beginning. Austin was definitely like the launching pad, the place where we were like, okay, this place is infested with music. Really great music community. People, you know, help each other. It's a great place to start a band, you know, or to launch a band.
Right.
So, and I think Austin helped out a lot more on that side than influencing us, you know,
musically. Yeah.
A lot of the bands we listen to, you know, over the last 15 years, 20 years, it's, that's kind of what the music, at least personally, that's the music I like, is that big, you know, arena rock sound. And
you know, big rock, you know, anytime it's full of vitality and it aims high, not, it's all good.
But it wasn't a conscious decision or deliberate to let's write big rock songs. It just, like he said, when we get together to play, that's what comes out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it's a good thing, right?
Well, sure. And we see it even today in your ability to come into this setting, into a more of an acoustic setting, and still take the essence of the songs and make them work and bring together your voices and your instruments. But it is enhanced and amplified when you take the stage, and a lot of it is your interaction and your energy. I mean, I watched you progressively through shows, you know, pump up the audience and pump yourselves up to crazy heights.
For sure.
I mean, when you're done, we're done, because you know, you definitely don't leave anything on the table when you're on stage.
Thank you. You're too kind.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. I'm not proud of my address in a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song is like gold teeth, gray goose chipping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, and everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we are caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It's a running our blood, the kind of locks just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz, let me be your ruler. You can call me King B, baby I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy. Oh,
toured incessantly over the last few years, and you've done, you know, some pretty good tours. Have you picked up, have there been any of the bands that you've gone on the road with that have helped? As you talked about the Austin scene, there's really a camaraderie and a willingness to help each other. How about some of the bands you've gone out on the road with? Have there been any bands that helped mentor you and give you some ideas on, here's how you get to the next town in one piece?
Well, we're...
I could ask that directly to Stephen, but I won't bring that anecdote again.
We're definitely the type of band that's gleaning tips and secrets from everything, you know, like trying to improve our craft or critiquing our own songs and perfecting them. So I don't know that anyone sat us down and said, here, you know, here's a few tricks, but we definitely saw and stole.
If there's something good, we saw it.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, we should incorporate that or are kind of like that, but let's do it like this, you know, our own way.
I mean, being in a band is just one big giant learning experience. You know, it'll never stop. So,
and you assimilate in daily life and in professional life. There's always things. Let's talk about the songwriting. With that in mind, where does the inspiration for the songs come from? Is there a typical approach to the songwriting, or is it too something that seems to just come when it comes?
I mean, every and which way, you know, it'll happen. I like to say it's like a domino effect, you know, where one thing will kind of push the domino and then everything kind of just flows. And that's what you're really hoping for, is that like lightning in a bottle moment, you know. So the original inspiration can come from anywhere. It's almost more important to like be prepared to, you know, get it down or you might lose it.
Right.
But yeah.
There's no set way. Sometimes we'll write all together in a room and just jam. Other times, you know, Gavin will have an idea for a lyric or something, or I'll have a guitar riff that I'll throw in, and it just sort of sets off the, like you said, the domino effect, and everyone starts to come together with ideas and, you know.
Do the songs now, do you find yourself at this stage, you're still able to take songs, take them on the road in front of crowds, perform? Do the songs evolve sometimes when you do them in live performance and you end up finding, you know, what you think is the idealized version of those songs?
Definitely.
The first few years,
oh, for sure,
when we put out our own EPs, those songs, we played them for years and they evolved. And then when we got a chance to sign with a label and do a full length, which hasn't come out yet, but it's all recorded, that's when we were able to incorporate those changes and record those songs like properly the way we intended.
Also playing live, you know, you can feel what's missing in the song, or you can look at the crowd and see how they're responding to it. And what it may need to push it over the edge, or we need a break here, or we need to bump up the tempo because it feels, you know what I mean?
Like, sure.
Playing the songs live to me has been the most advantageous to actually finishing them and saying, this song is good.
We were Jesus kids. With our hopes, with our dreams, with our faults, we were just boys. Runaway love in a ghost town of hearts. Welcome to my story, to the story of my life. And I won't leave you behind. I won't leave you in the dark. It's so, so terrible. The train tracks and spark to the train tracks. We star, the train tracks and sparks, to the train tracks and sparks.
The fact that you have enough songs for a full, we have the Possibilities EP, mm-hmm. which, of course, fans who want to know more about Saints of Valerie are encouraged to check out. We want to have you come back and play here again in the very near future, as we all had some laughs in the last month or two. We do like watching bands come in and start to break this market, which we all know the schedule they've got you doing. These next couple of days of, there's a lot of hands to shake and there's a lot of interviews to take, but by your own idea and your own sense, it is that live performance and it is that true engagement with fans that is where the real ultimate victories lie. And we want to help make sure that that happens for you too, and that we bring you in front of good crowds, and LA becomes one of your favorite markets to play moving forward. And if we don't do that, we failed in our mission at KCSN. So put that on our back and we'll help you with it.
Thank you so much.
Well, we want to thank the Saints of Valerie for coming by and performing live here at 88.5 KCSN.
Thank you.